السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد اللہ الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لو أنزلنا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس ولعلهم يتفكرون. اس آیت کا ترجمہ ہے کہ اگر ہم نے اس قرآن کو
حضور says the translation of this verse is that if we had revealed this holy Quran on a mountain then you would have seen that out of the fear of Allah Almighty submissively it would have been shattered into pieces. And these are the similes and the examples which we mention for the benefit of people so that they should trust in Allah. The hearts of some people, Huzur says, they are so much hardened that the word of Allah does not affect them. Although Allah Almighty in this verse which I have just recited, He has mentioned that if we had revealed this Holy Quran on a mountain, it would have been shattered into pieces out of fear of Allah Almighty. So, from this statement of Allah Almighty, it is proved that the hearts of certain people, they are harder than even the mountains and the stones. They totally forget the purpose of their creation. They forget their creator. And they also forget their future and their ultimate fate. In Surah Baqarah, regarding this hardness of the hearts of certain people, Allah Almighty says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ وَأَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَّا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ منہا لما یشککو فیخرج منہ الماء وإن منہا لما یحبط من خشیۃ اللہ. That and it means that after that your hearts became hardened as if they were like stones or even harder than that. Among the stones there are some water comes out of that, and there are some stones that mountains that if they are burst open, then there are fountains coming out of that, and there are some that some out of the fear of Allah Almighty they submit and fall down. So the decrees of Allah Almighty and the word of Allah Almighty and the various decrees which are going on in the world, they are affecting the other creation of Allah Almighty in this world. But the heart of a person, sometime it becomes so hard that despite looking at the decree of Allah Almighty, he doesn't like to bring about any change in him. In the verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, with reference to the Jewish people, it is being mentioned. But this reference is not only a reference, but this also is like a prophecy that if the fear of Allah Almighty will not be created in your hearts, then your hearts will also become hard like that. Looking at the situation and circumstances of today, this should be a point of concern for the Muslims today. They should ponder why all these things are happening to them. Despite the fact that in the Western world, in speeches, in functions, when these politicians, when they are invited to the function and they also hold their own function, then they are praising the Muslims. But when collectively the time of a certain decision comes, then the decisions are taken which are to their liking, and not keeping in mind the benefit or the goodness of the Muslims. So this is the second or the third rate of position of the Muslims, even in their own countries, for the running of the governments. They are always looking towards other people. And there are heavenly and worldly calamities. What is all this? The verse of the Surah Al-Hashr, which I recited before that, the believers are addressed. Allah Almighty has drawn their attention to have the quality of righteousness and to send forth for the tomorrow and also be careful about their future and their and also the remembrance of Allah Almighty. All these things are mentioned. And then Allah Almighty says that ultimately, if you don't do so, then you are going to lose your own identity, yourself. And getting involved into this sins and other weaknesses, then you will make your own loss. So be wake up and be mindful and get out of the grip of the Satan. And the hardness of your hearts should be changed into meekness and fill it with the love of Allah Almighty. But the Satan has captured these people so much that they don't want really to understand what is the reality. Allah Almighty has pointed out to this thing, depicted it in such a way, وَلَاكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, that their hearts became even more hard, and whatever they do, that Satan has beautified for them. From every calamity, from every difficulty, instead of getting and learning a lesson from that, they go on increasing in their aggression and violation of injustice. In Pakistan, there is a opposition, a roar of opposition, and there is fighting and killing. Sometimes there are processions against electricity, against the high prices and inflation. The leaders, they are not mindful of that. They are the columns are being written in the newspaper that the country is getting closer and closer to destruction. And what is it all about? The main cause, one of the main reason of this situation, I tell you, and that reason I am telling you for quite some time, that the Imam of the age, not to mention of accepting him, these people are, there are certain such rules and regulations that those who believe in him, under the pretext of the law, they are done injustice and cruelty. So that injustice have to be stopped, have to stop. Against the Imam al-Zaman, the Imam of the age, on every government document, the abuses which are thrown like that should be stopped. Otherwise, the decree of Allah Almighty for His beloved one, it will come into its action. And no non-Muslim, if he utters the name of Allah and the Muhammad, and if they are wearing the lockets in their hearts, in their necks, they are very happy to see that. But if an Ahmadi, if he utters the name of Allah and Muhammad, if they write that in the mosques, then they break it up into pieces and throw it into filthy drains. They are not mindful at that time that they are committing insult and disgrace to the beautiful name of Allah Almighty through their own people, through their own workers, government workers. And at that time, this disgrace of the Holy Prophet is not recognized by these people. They do not see that. And when they do not see these things, then Allah Almighty's decree comes into play, comes into action. In Pakistan, the ignorance of those so-called ulama is this much that there is a compare of the program, Mubashshir Luqman. He is presenting the program with great courage, and there was a program in TV, how long it continues and how long these people are going to tolerate that, Allah knows. But there was anyway a program in which a so-called Mullah Alim was saying, when the subject of Ahmadis came up, that as the trademark of Coca-Cola is there, and there no other company can make a Coca-Cola with that name, otherwise they would be caught. Similarly, the Muslims, we are only entitled to be called as Muslims. And if Ahmadis call themselves Muslims, then they are going to be punished. These ulama, they are decreeing, issuing such fatwas and decrees. It is mentioned in Hadith. The Holy Prophet has said about them that at a certain time, absolutely ignorant people would be taken as the leaders by the people, and they would ask various matters from them, and without any knowledge whatsoever, they would issue their verdict and decree. They would mislead themselves and also mislead other people. They will be deceiving themselves and also misleading people. Who is a Muslim? Instead of going into any lengthy discussion at this moment, I would like to say, and it should be taken as something very clear, that the one who is fully submissive and the one who is acting upon all commandments of Allah Almighty, if there is anyone such like that, if they come into the category of being a Muslim, they are the Ahmadis. There are two hadiths which I am going to present, which give the definition of the Muslim which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has given. And that is the true definition of the Muslim, and not that definition which is of the ulama, which are trying to associate the patent of Coca-Cola with the name of Islam. This is the height of ignorance. These hadiths make this very point clear, who is a Muslim. In one hadith it is mentioned, it is narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kala la ilaha illallah wa kafara bima ma yubadu min dunillah harama maluhu wa damuhu wa hisabuhu alallah." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I listened him saying that who declares that there is no one worship except Allah worthy of worship, and he denies all those who are worshipped besides Allah, then his life and his blood and property become sacred, and they are under the protection legally, and the ultimate decision of that is in the hand of Allah Almighty. He knows the intention, what is in the heart, and according to the intention of the person, he is going to give the reward or whatever. And after declaring La ilaha illallah, he comes out of the control of the people and his matter is with Allah. In another hadith it is mentioned, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that man salla salatana wastaqbala qiblatana waqala zabihatana fazalikal muslim allazi lahu zimmatullah wa zimmatu rasulillah fala tughfirullah fi zimmatihi. Hazrat Anas bin Malik says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that anybody who prays like us, offers his prayer like us, and he turns to that Qibla which is our Qibla, and he eats the slaughtered animal by us as we do, he is a Muslim, and the assurance of his security has been taken by Allah and his Prophet. So do not violate this security, and do not disgrace that person. So these ulama, those who say, I have to request them that you do not try to patent your own Islam, do not present such an Islam which may be against the definition of Allah and the Holy Prophet. Islam is that one, definition of which has been given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to this definition, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has declared us as Muslims. And after that, neither we need in the certificate of any Maulvi nor the certificate of any parliament. Recently, I may like to mention another thing, that recently, a few days ago, with reference to a newspaper, a news was sent to me, and the one who sent me, and he read it, the one who read it, he took the photocopy, and the print was sent to me. Ahmadis are very much like to send these news to bring to my notice for my information, and also to find out my comment on that. And the news was regarding, with reference to Altaf Hussain Sahib, who is the leader of MQM, that he has made a statement very openly in favor of Ahmadis. And whatever is being done to Ahmadis, against Ahmadis in Pakistan, that is injustice. And he has condemned it very openly, that this is something absolutely wrong which is being done there in Pakistan. On that, when this news came up, some newspaper, they are very fond of this thing, very thrilling and excitement, they are looking for that. They presented the news that Mirza Masroor Ahmad and Altaf Hussain, they had a meeting and they planned something together, that in Punjab and in Pakistan, how to activate MQM in Pakistan. So far as the statement of Altaf Hussain Sahib is concerned, every lover of Pakistan, in my opinion, he would like that there should be peace everywhere in Pakistan, and the Mullahism should be completely rejected, and this religious hatred should be thrown out of the country completely. This is something very pleasing, that I was very happy that Altaf Hussain Sahib has made this statement, and he showed the courage. Rather, this time he made a good statement and showed great courage, and that proves that he wants to see peace in Pakistan. The intentions are known to Allah Almighty. We cannot pass any judgment about that. The racial discrimination and hatred and religious hatred, he wants to do away with that, so that the country should progress. Allah Almighty give him success in his noble objective, and never he should be he should not become the victim of politics or any conspiracy of that. And when I switched on the television yesterday, the news was coming that the ulama of the Khatm-e-Nubuwwat, when he spoke there, their reservations have been satisfied, and they have been satisfied. I haven't seen the news, but I don't know what were the reservations and what he said. but it appears that there was some statement from him about which he is quite happy. They are very happy, and the people are they think that the Prime Minister of Pakistan, when he said that I want to do this thing, but I am afraid of the ulama. When the power and the courage of the Prime Minister is like that, then what can we imagine? So far as the meeting with me is concerned, as I said, in order to excite the excitement, they are even dreaming and daydreaming regarding those things. If there had been some meeting, so then as the Altaf Sahib is making this statement, he would have also mentioned that he had a meeting with me. Yes, I would like to say that may it be like that, that anybody who, in order to save the country, whosoever is demolishing these walls of hatred, may Allah give him the success. We are in love with our country. We took part in its creation. We contributed for its creation. And for its development and progress, we are making all types of sacrifice. Inshallah, we will continue to do so. Every Ahmadi should pray that Allah Almighty should create such leaders in the country. So far as the injustice against Ahmadis is concerned, which is being done in Pakistan, and the reaction to that, and our efforts for that purpose, and all of our matters, we have entrusted entirely in the hand of Allah Almighty. If we discuss these matters with anyone, then that we do with our Allah, with our beloved Allah. And we are firm in our conviction that in favor of Ahmadiyyat, whatever scheme will be made by Allah and whatever He has made for that purpose, and all these human plans as compared to that, they are insignificant, nothing, absolutely nothing. And definitely, positively, in favor of Ahmadiyyat in Pakistan and also in other Islamic countries, the divine decree is going to manifest very magnificently. And automatically, like the full bright day, it would become clear that who is the true Muslim and who is having all the concern for Islam and love for Islam. So I would like to say to the Ahmadis that particularly those who are Pakistani Ahmadis, whether they are living in the country or outside the country, that they should pray for the country, that Allah Almighty give wisdom to these people, and they have put the whole safety of the country at stake. The country should come out of that situation. And similarly, other Muslim countries are there, Arab countries are there. They should also be remembered in prayer. Every Ahmadi living there, they should pray, particularly during these days of Ramadan. They should pray. The days are passing. These are the days of the acceptance of prayer for finding the nearness of Allah Almighty. We should pray that Allah Almighty show us the manifestation of His divine decree. I go back to that the subject of that verse which I mentioned in the beginning regarding the definition. I took some time, but it was very essential to mention this point. Allah Almighty has mentioned, "Law anzalna hazal Qurana ala jabalin la ra'aytahu khashiyan mutasaddiyan min khashiyatillah." Commenting on this one, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that one meaning of this is that the Holy Quran has got such a great impact that it had been revealed on a mountain, that with the fear of Allah Almighty it would have been broken into pieces. And when this is the impact on inanimate things, then those people are very foolish who do not get benefit from the great impact and the benefit of this Holy Quran. And the second meaning is that nobody can get the love of Allah and the pleasure of Allah Almighty unless he has got these two qualities. First is the breaking of the arrogance, just like the mountain who is raising its head high, it comes down and falls on the earth. Just like that, a man should do that leaving aside all thoughts of arrogance and greatness, he should acquire humility and humbleness. And secondly, then first he should break up all the relations as the mountain comes down and all its stones are broken into pieces, bricks into pieces. And similarly, all those links with bad things, with vices and his relationship, they should cut off. And after that, all his love and affection and relationship should only remain with Allah Almighty. So there is a need of breaking this arrogance. And the level of your heart, there is a need of leveling that your hearts. And I would say to the so-called mullah once again, the subject again comes to them, that unless and until in opposition, as compared to the in relation to the promised Messiah, these heads which are filled with arrogance, unless you bow down with those heads, and you are going to define Islam and the Holy Quran in that way, which are absolutely wrong. So then if you have to declare your love with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it is essential to have your link with the Imam of the age. And then you see right and left in the north and the south and east and west, everywhere you see, that how you will be taken, seen with a lot of respect and honor. Then this holy message, the holy word of Allah Almighty, which was revealed to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the secrets of that would be disclosed upon you. Then you will have the understanding of that. Because in order to understand the Holy Quran, there is a need of someone who is the chosen person of Allah Almighty, who is beloved of Allah Almighty, as Allah Almighty. فِي كِتَابِ مَكْنُونَ لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَرُونَ. That this is a glorious Quran, and this is a hidden book, safe book, secure book. Nobody can touch it except those people who are purified people. In these verses, the honor and the glory of Quran has been mentioned for the non-Muslims, that this is a book which is an immense treasure of knowledge, and this teaching is safe and secure. Since the time of its revelation, it is quite safe, and it is going to remain so till the end of the time. But the benefit from this will be only acquired by those people who purify their hearts, and then they try to benefit from the Holy Quran. There is a word of advice for the Muslims, that simply by becoming Muslims you cannot get all the benefit from it, unless you have your hearts purified and you act upon the teaching of the Holy Quran and do not have the full grip of the understanding and the knowledge and the perception of it. And in order to get this hidden pearl, you do not search those purified people who have been gifted with the proper understanding of the knowledge of the Holy Quran, or who Allah Almighty gave them the knowledge or gives the knowledge today. So then, according to the holy prophecies of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and according to the promise of Allah Almighty, this status was to be given to the promised Messiah to come, and that has been given to him. After acquiring direct knowledge from Allah Almighty, he disclosed the secrets of this great book for us. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining this point, he says that the deeper meanings of the Holy Quran, they are disclosed, they are open up to those people who are purified. So these verses make it very clear that in order to understand the Holy Quran, you need such a teacher who has been purified by the hand of Allah Almighty. If in order to understand the Holy Quran, there was no need for any teacher, then there would not have been any need in the first place, in the earlier part of the age. If it is to say that in the beginning for the difficult words, there was a need of a teacher, but when these things have been explained, now what is the teacher anymore? The answer to that is that even those points which have been clarified after some time, they need more clarification. And apart from that, the Ummah is always confronted with new difficulties. And this is quite evident in this age today. There were several hundred verses were considered to be abrogated at one time. Then some pious people who were gifted with knowledge, they continued to resolve that difference. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam ultimately resolved and clarified all such verses. So the need of this mullim, the teacher, is evident from the history of Islam. So these divisions that we see today, they are because of the fact that everybody, according to his own understanding and liking, so whatever he understands, he takes it as the final final verdict, and he starts acting upon that, leave aside the big differences. Regarding wuzu, there is a difference among the Muslims, although in the Holy Quran it has been made very clear, explained very thoroughly. Anyway, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam further says that the Holy Quran is all-inclusive of all knowledge. That is to say that all different types of knowledges are there in the Holy Quran. But it is not essential that in age, all of those knowledges are made open and clear to the people. But as the difficulties come, so these knowledges, they become to surface and they appear. And these knowledges of and such people are sent by Allah Almighty to explain those problems and situations. And then he says in Khutbah Ilhamiya, his revealed sermon, that these people say that we are not in need of any Messiah and Mahdi. The Holy Quran is good enough for us and we are on the right path. While they know very well that the Holy Quran is such that except for the pure people, nobody can really have the full comprehension of that. That is why there was a need of a teacher who was purified by Allah's hand and who was given the insight. And the situation of the Muslim today is because of the fact that they are the one who came with the knowledge from Allah Almighty, and the one who commented on the verses of the Holy Quran, and he presented that before us. They are the people these people are denying the truth of that one sent by Allah Almighty. So the salvation of the Muslims and their presence is conditional to this thing, that the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should act upon his teaching. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the fact of the matter is that Masih Maud and Mahdi is his job is that he should discontinue all these avenues of fighting and quarreling, and he would make Islam dominant and prevalent in the world. But it is very sad that the people do not understand this point. And the reason for that is that the attention that they pay towards worldly matter, that they do not pay to the religious matters. Regarding these filth of the world, or the other filthy things in the world, if they are indulging in that, how can they expect that the deeper meanings of the Holy Quran should be disclosed upon them? It is clearly written, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون, that only those people can touch to the real essence of the Holy Quran which are purified. This is a matter the Muslims should consider, and particularly we who are Ahmadi Muslims, it is also a reminder to us, to the Ahmadi Muslims. So during this month of Ramadan, every Ahmadi should particularly pray for this thing, that our hearts are purified in such a way that with the blessings of Allah Almighty, we are going to get this blessing in such a way as Allah Almighty expects from a true believer. And the explanation of that has been presented us by the one who has been sent by Allah Almighty. Allah, regarding the beauty and the teaching and the status of the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty, whatever He has mentioned in the Holy Quran, It is mentioned in so many places. Some of the whole Quran is full of that. Just a few examples I present before you. Those people who are going to act upon this beautiful teaching of the Holy Quran, what status is granted to those people that is explained here? Those with purified hearts, those who try to understand, they really enjoy a high status. According to one hadith, Sahal bin Muaz, Johanni, he relates from his father that the Holy Prophet said that the one who read the Holy Quran and acted upon that on the Day of Judgment, then his parents would be given two crowns to wear in their heads, and the light and the brilliance of that would be brighter than the sun, whichever they experienced in their homes in their life. And when the status of the parents is like that, then just imagine what is going to be the status of that person who actually acted upon the teaching of the Holy Quran. Hazrat Masih Maud Salat Waslam has said that those who will honor the Holy Quran, they will be honored in heaven. This honor will be only then, at that time, when we are actually acting upon the teaching of the Holy Quran. And this hadith also has explained the status of such people. The Holy Quran, it's being a complete book, and regarding its beauty, Hazrat Masih Maud Salat Waslam says elsewhere, as the Holy Quran is Khatamul Kutub, the best of all the books and the most perfect of all the books and the most beautiful out of all scriptures, therefore the foundation of its teaching is on the highest point of excellence, and in all situations and conditions the natural Sharia has been made a part of the religious Sharia, so that people should be helped out of this ignorance. And Allah Almighty has decreed that the human beings should be made like this, that who cannot move by itself to the right and the left or take any revenge or forgive anybody, unless there is a permission from the glorious Allah Almighty. So the action and the compliance of the teaching of the Holy Quran is in this way, that we should try to comply with each and every instruction, and only then every action and every stationary occasion of that person, that would be under the blessing of Allah Almighty, under the pleasure of Allah Almighty. This point Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran. On several occasions it has been mentioned. For example, regarding the instructions of the fasting, Allah Almighty has mentioned, Yuridullahu bikumul yusra wala yuridu bikumul usra, that Allah Almighty wants to bring about ease for you and comfort for you and not any hardship. This is a declaration of principle. This is regarding the teaching of the Holy Quran, that it is in accordance with human nature, and it is mentioned about that there are comforts and convenience which is everywhere, and you have been instructed according to your capacities, and Allah Almighty does not like to put any hardship upon you. And then to those high standards, they are also indicated by this, which Allah Almighty can bring you closer to Allah Almighty. In one place Allah Almighty says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ, that surely this Holy Quran has been made easy for seeking advice. Is there anyone who is willing to get guidance and a word of advice from it? The advice, it is not only word of advice and that is all. But the purpose is that you take hold of these words of advice and put them into practice. And if you feel that this is too difficult, then it is wrong, because it is the word from that Allah who has created human beings, and He knows all the capacities and the abilities of human beings. That Allah Almighty announces and declares that these words of advice in the Holy Quran and the action according to that is exactly in accordance with the human capacities and abilities and strength. And would you still think that how can I act upon this teaching? You act upon this teaching, and as Allah, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, then you will become the recipient of immense blessings. Then in the Holy Quran, the mention of the old previous nations is also for this purpose, that you should try to get learn some lesson from them and make your deeds in accordance with the pleasure of Allah Almighty, so that those calamities and the grip and the punishments which were the fate of those people, you should be able to avoid that. In one verse, Allah Almighty says that this Holy Quran, the teaching of Allah Almighty, is everlasting. Allah Almighty says, Rasulu min Allah yatlu alayhim suhufan fiha kutubun qayyima. Allah's messenger would recite the purified scriptures, and there are certain teachings which are going to remain there forever. Regarding that, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi wasalam has explained on several occasions. One of the example I am going to read, he says that the one who brought the Holy Quran, he is such a glorious person that he has come with a book which contains all the guidance of previous books. and not only the good things which a person does by nature, naturally does it, not only those things are there which the human nature understands that these things can be acted upon and they should be acted upon. Not only that much, the Holy Quran contains and it contains all these things in it, and nothing unnecessary or vain is mentioned there. Everything is explained by itself. And whatever is needed, that is there. And if somebody is going to deny that, then we can explain the excellence of the Holy Quran. We are ready to explain that and to show it to those people. Nowadays, he says that on the unity of Allah, on the existence of Allah, people are attacking very vigorously. And nowadays, again, on the person of Allah Almighty, and regarding the existence of Allah Almighty, there are several books are written. So therefore, there is a need of reading the Holy Quran. Many people are attacking the unity of Allah Almighty. The Christians also did it, and they wrote very much, and whatever they wrote, that was written about Allah Almighty and not a person who was crucified. And we claim that anyone who would take up his pen on the subject of the unity of Allah Almighty, he will ultimately have to come to that God which was presented by Islam. In the whole nature, on each and every particle, on every part of it, there is a sign and indication to that Allah. And every particle is pointing out to that Allah Almighty who is the presented by Islam, and every step would be, which they would take, that would be in the direction of that Allah of Islam. And if somebody is going to deny this miracle, then we can say that if these people do not believe that the Holy Quran to be the word of Allah Almighty, so then in this age of intelligence and science, then these people should write arguments from his thinking, and we are going to prove all that from the Holy Quran. And all such arguments and evidence would be proved from the Holy Quran, and he should claim that these things are not in the Holy Quran, regarding which he thinks that these things are not found in the Holy Quran. So then we will show it to him very clearly that claim of the Holy Quran, فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَا, is very true. Everything is therein. And if regarding the truth of religion, if he would like to write anything, we will be able to prove this point from the Holy Quran, and we will be able to show to them that every matter of truth is mentioned in the Holy Quran, that all types of deeper excellence and secrets, they are all mentioned in the whole Quran. I say it again that you have to have that spiritual power which Allah Almighty has mentioned that لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. So this is that comprehensive book. This is the treasure chest of that knowledge, that the one who studies it, he is always put on the right path of guidance. This challenge which was given by the promised Messiah والسلام, that is still valid today. Rather, his followers, they acted upon that. They proved to the world that the truth of the Holy Quran is for all times, it is to be experienced by all times. The theory presented by Dr. Abdul Salam Sahib, that was also establishing the unity of Allah Almighty in the truth of the Holy Quran. So today, the Ahmadi scientists who are researchers, they keeping in mind this reality, if they would work, then Allah Almighty would help them and guide them. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty regarding the guidance, he says that according to the Quranic teaching, there is a spiritual guidance, and also regarding those knowledges which were to come up in future. He says, وَنَتْلُوا الْقُرْآنَ وَمَنِهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ. And then you recite the Holy Quran, and whosoever got the guidance, he gets the guidance for his own benefit. And when you will recite the Holy Quran, you will see these matters of guidance mentioned therein. But all types of guidance is only to be acquired by those people regarding which this matter is settled, that they are mutahharun, that they are purified people. They must be purified. They won't be able to understand the real message of the Holy Quran. Without that, they won't be able to understand. Then, there is another claim of the Holy Quran that it contains everything. Everything is mentioned there, basic morals, high good morals, and from this moral teaching to the highest stage of knowledge, everything is well contained in this book which is described as Kitab-e-Maknoon. In Surah Yunus, Allah Almighty says, وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَانٍ وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنُ قُرْآنٍ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ إِسْتُفِيزُونَ إِسْتُفِيزُونَ فِي وَمَا يَعْزَبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِمْ مِسْكَالِ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَا أَصْغَرَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. And the meaning is that you are not doing anything, and you are not reciting the Holy Quran with that feeling, and whenever the moments they perform anything good, that we are witness to this thing, and we are always watching over you, and from your Allah not an iota is hidden, neither in the heaven nor in the earth, nor big or small, but everything has been mentioned in this a clearly open book. This is the mentioning the glory of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty knows everything. He is watching over everything. The absent or the present, the far and the near, big and small, everything is there. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah. So this declaration is for a believer and also for a non-believer, for a Muslim and for the disbelievers and non-believers. That this great book has been revealed from Allah Almighty with perfect knowledge, and all branches of knowledge and the warnings and the responsibilities of those who believe, everything is mentioned in therein. Therefore, after the revelation of this book, under the special plan of things, after its revelation, under the special decree of Allah, there is no way of escape for those people who deny this book, and nor for those people who believe, who claim to believe in it. Then there is no way out, room for them of not complying with it. So those believers, their duty is that when they have believed in this truth, then they should always keep their direction right. And they should also keep their intentions right. And they must be put on the right track. And they should also analyze and scrutinize themselves. And then to say that we study the Holy Quran and that is good enough, it is not enough. Simply to say that we invite the people with this Holy Quran, that is not enough. But this point has to be noted very carefully, that after reading the Holy Quran, what sort of changes are going to be brought about in us? This is needed to be noted, that with these changes in us, what impression other people are taking from it, what changes are there, and are they coming closer to Islam or not? Allah Almighty is not a relative of anyone, is not related to anyone. When He has explained everything in the Holy Quran, when He, according to His promise, He has sent the teacher of the time, then the people who have believed in Him, they are accountable for this thing, that if you did not try to impose this teaching upon you, then why didn't you do that? And the non-believers, they are also to be scrutinized. They are also going to be questioned. That when so much evident and clear teaching was there, signs were there, then why you didn't believe in the Imam of the age? And those, so far as the disbelievers are concerned, their matter is in the hand of Allah. Whatever treatment is, what sort of treatment is going to be meted out to them? But we should clear our own account. We should study the Holy Quran. We should recite it and try to act upon it. May Allah enable us to do so. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding the excellence of the Holy Quran, he says that if we did not have the Holy Quran and only the collections of these narrations, and only they were the things on which to depend all our good actions, then we would not have been able to show up our face to these people. I have pondered over the word of the Holy Quran, the word. Then Allah Almighty in this very word, Quran, has put a great prophecy. And that is the prophecy that this is the Holy Quran which is worth reading. And in this age, this is the actually the only book which is to be read, while other books are also going to be connected with it. And in order to dispel the disbelief, this is the book which is worth reading, and other books should be ignored. This is the meaning of Furqan, that this is the book which is making a distinction between the right and wrong, the falsehood and the truth. And no other book of these would be as, you know, of the same status. So you leave aside all other books, day and night read the Holy Quran. The person is without any faith, who is not turning his attention to the Holy Quran, and he is always reading other books. Our Jamaat should do that. They should keep themselves busy in the study of the Holy Quran, and the Ahadith should be left alone. And it is very sad that people do not pay that much attention to the Holy Quran, its reading, which is done to others. If you get this weapon of the Holy Quran, then you will be successful. This is the light of the Holy Quran, which should be in your hand. And I also clarify this thing, that you leave the Hadith and read the Holy Quran. This point should be noted carefully, that all the Ahadith which are subservient to the Holy Quran, they have to be read. And those who are against that, you have to leave those. Then he says that leaving the Holy Quran, you cannot succeed at all. And such a success would be just imaginary for those people which these people are trying to achieve. Have the example of companions in front of you. When they followed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they preferred the world, the religion over the world, then all the promises, they came true. In the beginning, the opponents, they were laughing at them, that they cannot even come out openly, and they are claiming to become the victorious. But when they lost themselves in the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they found that treasure which they couldn't get in thousands of hundreds of years. So our success, it all depends in following the teaching of the Holy Quran. Allah enable us to see that, and the days of the victory of Islam and Ahmadiyyat should come near. There is one sad news which I have to convey. Our missionary in Canada, Mukarram Muhammad Tariq Islam Sahib, 2 days ago he has passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. He was 54. In the liver or spleen there was a cancer, and as a result he passed away after a short illness. In 1978 he qualified as Shahid, and then in Pakistan he was posted in various places, and then he worked in Wakalat-e-Ulia in center. Then he was sent to Italy, but because of visa problems he came back. Then he worked in Wakalat-e-Tabshir. Since 1993 he was working in Canada, in Vancouver, in Ottawa. As a missionary he was working. He was very kind and loving, and a man of high morals, good conduct, and he was looking after his relatives and poor people. He was always taking care, and he knew the traditions of the Jamaat very well, and he was also very, very obedient to the discipline of the Jamaat, having great love with Khilafat. Generally every Ahmadi has, every missionary must have that, but in some missionaries there is exceptional love, and he was among those people. And there was no complaint. Very minutely he was working very hard, and during my visits to Canada he was working in private secretary office for mulaqat and other duties, and in a very disciplined way, in a very efficient way, and very hard. He was very hard working. Allah Almighty raise his status and have mercy upon him. His wife and 5 daughters he has left. 2 are married. The smallest is the youngest is 12 years. So Allah Almighty give comfort and strength to this, and keep all of them under his protection. Mujeed Sialkoti Sahib, who is a missionary here, he was Mujeed Sahib is the brother-in-law of Tariq Islam Sahib. And one of his brother, Hafiz Tayyab Ahmad, is in Ghana. He couldn't go for janaza. Allah Almighty give comfort and solace to all relatives. After the Jumma prayer, I am going to lead his janaza prayer.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم
وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ.